time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
The rest of us can't tell whether you're bellowing at a coworker or at your imaginary friend. But there's one thing we can tell. Your incredibly inflated sense of self-importance.
That's right, you're the only one that matters.
When we see that stupid wireless set strapped to your head, we wish it did have a wire so we could strangle you with it and get some peace.
That would make a nice ringtone.
I'll call someone who gives a crap.
Like some other idiot with a Bluetooth, yeah.
So the next time you're frightened by the sound of someone having a loud, one-sided conversation, don't worry. Most likely, it's an escaped mental patient. Or worse, it could be Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User, a real American hero.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
I really gotta get me one of those.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, yet another Friday, November 5th, 2010. We're in the studio here to entertain,
Inspire.
And teach.
We need another I, an N word. Inspire, enter. Oh, that's not E. That's E and not I.
Inquire.
Yeah, there we go. Inquire, inspire, and entertain.
Good morning to you, Kira.
Good
I've never
morning,
seen your eyes this red before.
I look like I did drugs all night.
You do.
Whatever drugs
really
that would
do.
Be.
Or at first I thought you came in crying, you know? Because your eyes are red and everything.
What did that have garnered me a little?
And your face is a little reddish too, you know. So I thought maybe you were crying. I thought, what happened this morning?
No.
No, you weren't crying.
No, I wasn't crying. I was up all night, guys. I got off of my little side job at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then I drove all the way to Topanga Canyon from Hollywood, which for those of you guys that don't know, how many miles is that? That's like, it's far.
Yeah,
but then
it's about 40 miles maybe.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it's like in the middle of the night and it's up this really steep, windy
canyon. It's a canyon road. Yes.
Yeah, and it's there's deer, there's bunny rabbits and stuff. I saw a couple of rabbits.
Did you really in the middle of the
night? Yeah, and I'm driving, and it was we recorded the Lady Gaga voiceover last night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun. I was exhausted, but it was a lot of fun, and a lot of work trying to sound like that lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing with the deadlines and stuff how they make you do things overnight.
You know,
the thing with
Hollywood is it's you know, they say it's hurry up and wait, but it's also one of these things that once it goes, it goes. It's it started off with, hey, my friend's looking for somebody they can blah, 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 blah. Oh, cool. A couple emails. And then it was like audition. And then it was, okay, boom, 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 boom. You know, it's one of these things where you have to be really flexible in this industry because you never know. Because they have their deadlines and so-and-so has deadlines. And
right. I never realized, though, people work overnight, you know, during the night.
Usually a lot of musicians will do that. But, I mean, I record. I'm working with another artist who's helping me record my music. And we just work when we both have off. So sometimes that's at nighttime.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You do it all the time.
So what time did you go to bed last night?
5:30.
This morning,
wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get much sleep, obviously.
No, that's why this is bright red. I woke up and my friends call me grandma. I've told you guys this. The friends call me grandma. I hit 10 o'clock. I start to look drunk. I just look drunk and I start getting slurry. And I'm usually dead. Then by like midnight, I'm like, peace, I'm out of here. And so last night was epic. Okay.
Yeah, very unusual
to be,
for you, huh?
To be on the road going home at 4:30 a.m. and going to bed around 5:30 is epic for me.
Yeah.
And so I woke up feeling like I had drank all night or something. I woke up kind of like my stomach kind of hurt.
You may as well have, yeah.
Yeah, my stomach kind of hurt. It was a little achy, and I thought, and I felt like, and it felt really bright. Does it feel bright today, though?
It is a little bright,
it
yeah,
little
but
bright.
It's probably too bright for you, I'm sure.
I was like, oh, and like sunglasses, hysterical. So you're getting excited because your wife comes home tonight.
She's coming home tonight, yeah, at last after 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys been calling each other?
Yeah, we've been talking, of course.
And what does she
say? Skyping and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
What does she say? Is she having fun?
About what? Yeah, she's been having a lot of fun.
Really?
But it's time to go home, yeah. I think after three weeks, you start missing your own bed and,
yeah,
you know, your shower. And
it's funny.
It's hard to stay with people, you know? Yeah.
It's like, it's time to come home. You hear that?
It is.
Time to come home. Hey. Time to come home.
So
I don't want to do my laundry anymore. We're out of water at the radio station. Time to come home.
Yeah. And so there's going to be some action tonight, too. If you see smoke coming out of my house, you'll know there's action going on.
What kind of action are we talking about?
We're talking about action that I haven't gotten in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Kind of action.
Wow. 3 weeks. Hey, is that a long time?
That's a benefit of married people. You know, at least we have it there when we want it. We have a phone call. Let's see. I haven't been answering phones and people have been complaining.
People have been complaining, yeah. Answer the phones, man.
I will. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead. Hello? They hung up.
I think you should answer phones because it's fun.
I know it is fun, but sometimes we're in the middle of a conversation.
Nah, let them jump in.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I like.
You like phone calls?
Yeah, I like their feedback.
I've been getting a couple every day. I just haven't answered them.
I can't believe it.
I'm being kind of an ass.
But Sam, sorry. Call us and we'll chat.
But yeah, people have been complaining, so I will answer.
Yeah, I like having a call-in show, getting people's
views
and stuff.
I know. So
you said there's going to be smoke coming out of your house.
Smoke coming out of the house.
It's 3 weeks, like a total lot to not have it.
It is. It's a long time.
Imagine being a single girl.
Yeah, I can imagine. But the girls need it as badly, though? You said they don't.
Well, you can condition. There's things. I mean, you're always going to be human, but you can condition. You can condition some of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could kind of like,
I don't know how, but
well, when you're focused and you're busy and your heart's thinking about other stuff, your mind's thinking about other stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and you're
not
really, you know, stimulating yourself in that way, then you can kind of you can work on it and it's not as bad. I mean, I'm not a man, so I know it's not the same, but I don't know, I'm still a red-blooded woman.
Yeah, you are. And you have your needs?
I have my needs. Taking call-ins right now. I have my needs. I have my needs, people.
Yeah. So that should be good. I have a big announcement tonight.
What?
On Tony Sweet's show, we're going to have Kevin Richardson. Does the name mean anything to you?
I do recognize the
Backstreet
name.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's going to be here in the studio. And guess what? People are already planning on coming down and meeting him downstairs.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, people even think we're going to let them in the studio to watch the show.
You know, I forgot that they were really huge. Like
they were huge.
They were huge.
Yeah, they were, and people still remember
them.
You
can't just like have somebody like that come, even though to me, I don't know the person, and I was never a fan, but it was such an epic, you know, at the time, such an iconic band. You know?
If you don't remember him, go to our front page. You'll see I made a banner so you can see what he looks like. And you got to remember, they appeal to younger girls, you know, and they all want to come here.
Well, and their fan base, I mean, was so huge.
I hope they don't find out where we are. I don't need.
Yeah,
this,
I mean, you keep the studio. You keep the studio address private, don't you?
Yeah, I try to, but you know, I mean, with Google and everything, you don't know. You know, I'm sure you can find it.
I don't think you can.
But at any rate, it's something we haven't had to deal with before, you know, because sometimes we get like older guests and stuff. But but you know, when it comes to the appeal to the younger girls and even boys, you know, then they want to meet their stars.
Are you going to have, like, caution tape and security guards?
No, the building is locked, though, at that time.
Oh, yeah, the building,
So that would be good.
Wow, and, Tony Sweet, he's so funny.
Yeah,
he can get him.
But he gets the guests, let me tell you. And he's got his, I need to congratulate him because he's celebrating his 100th show today.
Oh, way to go, Tony.
And so a shout out to Tony.
Way to go.
You guys should definitely catch it. He always has lots of great guests. It's tonight on air with Tony Sweet at 6 o'clock on Channel 1.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. You know, we'll have some pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
that's exciting. Way to go,
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, it really is, you know. So we like celebrities here. And we've had quite a few.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I never had to deal with this kind of celebrity.
Yeah, this is different,
people
want
to come to the station.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, I've been bombarded with emails.
Yeah, there's some people that are, like, so accredited in their own right. And then there's some people that were, like, they're, like, just that they were iconic.
Right.
You know, like, to me, it doesn't mean anything. But
yeah, I know.
I know that girl, that age, and that they're probably still...
Yeah, they're crazy about that. Yeah.
So funny. Yeah, our buddy Chris Brown, what up in Colorado? He said he tried calling.
Yeah, I know. I know he was trying to call, but he sent me a message about the Good Samaritan thing we were talking about yesterday.
And basically, the gist of what I got from it was that it was basically to prevent people from being able to ignore an accident, right?
Right. Something like that.
But it's not supposed to be able to persecute them if...
Yeah, if they fuck up or something. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. LA's weird, though.
Involved in that.
LA's so Sue happy. I just, yeah.
I know. Other cities are probably the same, but, but you can't help anybody if you're afraid that something's going to happen, you know? But it is your responsibility. I mean, if they end up dying in your arms, you know, it's a whole different ballgame then.
Well, I mean, you know.
You mean what?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I think that it's crazy when somebody wants to help somebody and then they backfire.
I know. It's
terrible. I don't think that should be legal.
No, it shouldn't be legal.
I don't think it really is. I think there's just some whacked up loopholes they have.
Yeah, who knows? Shout out to Mario, too, because I didn't answer his phone a couple days
really?
Ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? What up, Mario?
So you guys need to call in because I'm an asshole sometimes.
Sam's funny. He's like, I'm not in the mood. See, I don't know if you guys call because Sam's like the wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
If I didn't know y'all were calling, I'd be answering.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? How y'all doing? How you doing?
Yeah, so listen, now there's like a big fight between Kid Rock and Steve Tyler.
Kid Rock doesn't stand a chance.
No, Kid Rock, though, was criticizing Steve Tyler for being an American Idol, you know?
Kid Rock was criticizing Steven Tyler for being an American
Idol. For being an American Idol.
And why?
And he says it's the stupidest thing he's ever done in his life. He's a sacred American institution of rock and roll, and he just threw it all out the window. Just stomped on it and set it on fire. So,
That's rough, actually. That's actually a really rough thing to say, and it's not that I understand where he's coming from, but I also see Steven Tyler. He's not fazed.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I mean, I felt like that, too. I mean, I felt
really?
That he doesn't really belong there, but at the same time, you know, I mean, that's his career, you know. What else does he have to do? He's already proven everything, you know. So Kid Rock continues to say, I think whoever's advising him, we should bring back the guillotine or whatever they call that thing. And if it was himself, he needs some serious counseling. I love him to death, but I gotta speak the truth. So
what's with I mean, I get that he doesn't agree with it and he's impassioned.
Mm-hmm.
But what's with the whole, let me come out with a public statement about this, this emotion,
you know,
I have.
Yeah.
Especially if
true.
That's like your icon or that's somebody that you are influenced by or you really, really respect. If he's really the legend, the rock legend that's just let you down so much, how in the world would you come out and say,
yeah, but you know what? I mean, I don't think he's putting him down.
He's
so
not
much,
putting
you know?
Him down, but he's definitely, you know.
I mean, it's an opinion. You know, what if someone asked him, what do you think of Steve Tyler on American Idol?
Okay,
and he gave
true.
His opinion. You know, I don't think he came out to really put him down, but that's his opinion. You know, so I don't think it's a big deal. And Steve Tyler actually was pretty diplomatic about it. He just told a room full of reporters, he's just jealous. He's just jealous. And he's working on his new record. So God bless him. So, you know.
Well, you know, that's another thing. I mean, Kid Rock's probably never going to get asked to do that position.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
You never know.
You know,
you
I mean,
know.
You actually never know. He's
pretty big. Yeah.
He is pretty big. But I mean, Steven Tyler's a different kind of big.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I love Steven Tyler too.
Yeah.
You love him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I love his voice. He sings and he knows what the hell he's doing.
He's a real deal, man. A real deal.
I mean, he's got a voice like you wouldn't believe.
Man,
you know?
He's just it comes from his gut. It's like deep, deep inside him.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everybody can reach those heights, you know what?
Yeah,
and Dream On and you know.
I love that song. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, but then he's got the really high part, you know. Dream on,
let me tell your dreams come true.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time, believe it or not.
That's such a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he just rocks it. But it's funny because Steven Tyler's got a really funny sense of humor. Somebody was saying something to him like, and we were being accused of trying to be just like the Rolling Stones. And of course we were. But anyway, I misquoted it, but it's something along. He's made a joke about it. But you know, he has an uncanny look to kind of Mick Jagger a bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it is kind of funny to compare him. They're both these huge bands. And Mick Jagger, man, I went back and watched some of his performances.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nut, man.
He's a nut, man. But he's an icon, you know. Yeah.
I love it when he's like, I was walking all alone. I was feeling all alone because I miss you. And he's just got like these funny voices. Like he's hamming it up. I mean, uh-huh. I was like, he's a showman, you know?
Yeah.
In his days. Just to meet you.
Oh, yeah, the whole band. I mean, Keith Richards just came out with an autobiography. And amazingly, you know, with all the drugs he's done, mm-hmm. he claims that he doesn't remember a lot of stuff that happened in his past. So
oh, really?
He wrote a book. I would be curious to know what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, to read that. Because, I mean, these guys were, like, big.
Huge.
You know, they still are. But, yeah. I mean, at the time, you know, they were probably the most influential, you know, after the Beatles.
Yeah.
And,
man.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. I don't know. I never was crazy about all their music. I mean, there were some songs that I liked, but I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, really?
Of the Rolling Stones, yeah. But, I mean, I enjoy listening to them. It's just not, you know, they're not a big deal for me. But you got to respect them, you know,
oh, man.
And what they've done.
Killer. I mean, his performances are crack me up. He's just so animated.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
So, do you know who Vanessa Minnillo is?
I think that she was dating Nick Lachey.
She is dating him. Not only that, but they're engaged.
Oh, really? Okay.
They just got engaged. He's 36. She's 29.
Uh-huh.
Man, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a really beautiful.
You know, she's
girl.
Got that, like, kind of oriental look to her.
Yeah, Asian.
Asian look, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Asian, they want to refer us to refer to people as Asians
thing.
And things as oriental,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well, we'll stay politically correct.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, for right now we can. Well, as we see it, right?
Uh huh. So they're engaged. You know, I don't know about these guys, man. They can get any chick they want. You know, it really irritates me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, they get those really beautiful women, man. And you know, it's not like they have a lot to offer. They just became famous somehow, you know?
Mm.
What was he, like in NSYNC or something?
No, he was in a 98 Degrees, which is like an
right.
NSYNC thing. And
yeah,
it wasn't as big,
thing.
But it was like, it kind of hit and then left.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became famous because of Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
she's
yeah.
a piece of ass. There you go.
Piece of ass.
A piece of A. Yeah, that's pretty. She's pretty good. And but the tabloids always are on her case for gaining weight and... Losing weight.
I know. You know, it's funny. I've waited tables on her.
Uh-huh.
And she's tiny.
Yeah.
I mean,
she looks tiny.
She's tiny. It's like, you know, it's just such a vicious game that they play with women in the media because they can't win. You know, you could take a bag photo.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's standing and you're taking a camera photo from down beneath them,
mm-hmm.
it's the most unflattering photo, right, that you can
yeah.
do. It shows cast shadows and makes somebody look larger and taller and bigger.
Right.
And most of these pictures, if you notice, that are bad photos of her are from low angles, and she's tiny. I mean, she's a tiny girl. I mean, she's little, so if she gains 5 pounds, it's gonna look bigger,
yeah,
more dramatic
tell, huh?
on her.
That's
but
true.
I mean, she's like hotter than 99% of people out there. So
I think so.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I always
case.
Think like the people that are sitting back on their fat asses in those like office buildings, writing these like little snarky comments, and mm-hmm. They're doing their little like you know. Tabloid magazine job that they go to, they're probably sitting there with cottage cheese ass and a donut hanging there, and they're probably like, yeah, and they probably are like so not, they probably look nasty
yeah.
or average or blah,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the nerve to like make this, they create this drama around these celebrities. I'm like, I want to see your thighs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. A lot of people do criticize.
Yeah, I want to see your die job.
Yeah, the same with the film critics when they criticize someone, you know?
It's like, what have
it's
they
like,
done?
What have you done in your life?
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. Everybody's a critic, man. And I've learned that, especially being an artist. When you start recording stuff or you start putting things out there or doing comedy or whatever it is your thing is, you open yourself up to people's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird. I've gotten a lot better, but I remember when I first started... I had done some things and recorded some stuff and had some stuff on TV or whatever, little things. And I just remember the feedback was so consistent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I had a lot of positive stuff, but there was people that would really lay into it
mm-hmm.
in front of me.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like naked. You feel very, violated because it's a part of you, and then it's now not, it's not just about you anymore. Everybody else gets to look at it like it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And they just talk about it like it's a thing. And if they slice it, dice it, chop it, you know, marinate it, whatever, grill it, catch it on fire, whatever. And it's really very vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It's really, really weird because people just don't associate it with a human. They're like, oh, this is the movie that they did, or this is the song or whatever. And I understand you have to be able to take it if you're going to do
it.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at it as a performer, you know?
Yeah, you've got to be able to just like let go and let people have their opinion, which now it's a little different because you grow to that. But it's still, you know, the interesting mindset of people that are – you know, that talk and criticize and dissect and things like that.
Yeah,
and it's
some
kind
people
of like,
are good at criticizing, you know.
Well,
sit by.
I wonder, like all these shows that have these amazing, that have all these like critics on the shows, and they're doing these reality shows, and everybody's competing to have the best like top chef or this or that. You know, and some of those people have done legitimately great things in their field, and they can kind of.
You're talking about the judges, like like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, like there's certain judges that have really gone the distance, and they have maybe the experience and the skill level to speak into that person's, you know,
right,
their life or whatever, and go, whoa, this is what we see is great, and blah, 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 this is what you need to work on. But there's a lot of them that are hacks, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the hell have you done, and what can you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, I have to agree, you know. They haven't done shit other than criticize other people. And but maybe we need them, obviously, you know, if they're pretty prominent out there, those critics, we must like them.
Well, I think they say that you always want to fit into the club that would never have you.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's Groucho Marx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Have you heard of Groucho Marx?
Yeah.
It's kind of big, right? He's kind of been around for a while. Anyway.
No, he's not around at all.
I know. It's a joke.
He was around. Yeah.
But it makes sense, right? It's kind of like you constantly want to be striving in somewhere else. So even if it's ridiculous, let's say this group is ridiculous and they don't know what the hell they're talking about, but because they always withhold a certain kind of praise and affirmation, it's like you want to be in that. I relate a lot, especially with dating or guys and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like I always like the earning aspect, the challenge, you know.
The earning aspect? What's that?
Like I like to I'm not saying it's healthy, guys. I'm just saying this is how I did. I've noticed about me is that I like it when I have to keep performing and I have to keep like striving to get their attention and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's really exhilarating.
Like a guy you're dating? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like I want him to be like head over heels for me, don't get me wrong, but I also like to have to kind of work for it a bit, which is kind of backwards because the guy should be working for it, you know?
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm saying this is a pattern. I'm not saying I necessarily like it about myself, but it's a pattern.
Okay.
Like I'm an ultimate performer and it comes from growing up and all that stuff. So, don't mean to get too psychological, but you know, there's constantly I didn't really get the normal kind of parental attention that you should just
right.
get.
Right. So now you're an attention whore, but you know what?
Shut
most
up.
People are.
No,
you
I
are
mean,
by your own admission. What are
well,
you talking
it's
about?
Not like annoying. I'm not like, I've learned to really.
It doesn't have to be annoying.
Well,
but, you know,
a lot
I mean,
of it
you
is.
You have to be the center of attention.
No, hear me. Sam, relax 2 seconds. When
I'm not, because I know you. You
no,
have to be the center of attention.
I do not, actually. Listen to me. It's, I'm saying, you know, I started to realize patterns, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, I've always had to be people-pleasing and had to be really on and had to really constantly perform to get certain things growing up.
Right.
So that doesn't just stop when you become an adult, you know. It kind of goes into every part of your life, but then you start to learn how to, like, rein it in and, you know,
right.
basically take control of it and get, you know, redirected or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that in a lot of, like, relationships. Like, the guys that... I'm not talking about guys that aren't into me. I'm talking about like there's just a little bit that they hold back, and it just drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't like that about myself. Like I don't like it, you know.
Yeah.
Like I don't like, you know, basically having to tap dance and be the best, you know.
Be everybody's clown and joker.
No, I mean like in relationships. I don't like it. I'd rather be more just normal.
You would, huh? Normal and you don't go together.
Sure don't. Do you know, I was in high school and there's this guy. I didn't know him very well, but we had a few classes together and I said something in passing. I think I just got yelled at or something in class or something probably. I was like, man, why can't I be normal? And he looked over and he goes, not going to happen. He's like, no, not going to happen.
Not this lifetime, huh?
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And I did my comedy show the other night, two nights ago. I had a different show. And the MC of the show, and this is kind of flattering, because anytime you do something really great on stage, mm-hmm. generally the next comic and the MC are going to comment on it, because mm-hmm. you've caused such a commotion and everything, so they're not just going to get up and do their set. They're going to address the fact that
this thing
just happened. So normally there'll be a comment or two from the next comic or the MC, and this MC was like, can you imagine? He didn't even finish his thing. He didn't know what to say, but he was like, can you imagine what her husband is going to think? And then it just got, then like he didn't know what else to say. And I was like, he's going to love me for me. But it was really, really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
But to me, this is normal. Like this is normal.
I know.
Like, to be animated and crazy and fun. Mm-hmm. That's like normal.
But that's good. That's why
I don't know why
like
that's
you.
So weird for some people though. You know,
because
like
it's unusual. You know, most people are not out there like that. You know, I mean, look, when we went to the karaoke, you took the microphone, you started interviewing people and
shit. Oh, yeah, I did. That was funny.
You know, yeah, you took center stage there.
Well, I was there to get the party started. I was there.
Yeah, I know. But you would do that. Most people would not.
Yeah, there's people that were like trying to ignore the fact they were doing karaoke because there's like five people there. And I was like, hell no. So I took the mic and went into the bar and started asking people what they were doing there and what song they were going to sing, even though they weren't going to sing anything. I was like, yeah, I know you're not singing. But no, seriously, what are you going to sing?
Yeah, and you put them on the spot.
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
People
didn't
want to talk.
They were
really
cool, though. They were into it. They were fun.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Yeah. You know what I heard on the news yesterday? There's this new thing called alcoholrexia, okay?
What?
And what they're saying is, especially girls who are anorexic, they don't eat anything all day, and then at night they drink alcohol to get the calories. And you can imagine probably what happens to their bodies doing this. So apparently this is a growing phenomenon.
Well, you know what's funny is that I can see how that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you haven't eaten a lot, and my friends and I say this, you know, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to sneeze, guys. Hold on. No.
Bless you. Another one?
No, I'm good.
No.
If you haven't eaten anything or not a lot of food and then you have a drink, like especially if you're ours is always because we're broke. We're like, hey, go there without eating that much and then your two drinks will get you really far. You'll have two drinks. You won't have to buy any more drinks. And you're like, woo!
Yeah.
You know, so we always look at it like that because you get your little happy buzz off of one or two drinks.
Yeah.
You don't eat all day, which is not healthy.
But who knows what? Yeah. Who knows what the alcohol does to your body when you don't eat?
It kicks in quicker. It does its job.
Well, yeah, I know it does. But as far as damage and stuff, you know.
Well, I mean, anytime you drink too much, I mean, that's awful. So what are they saying? These girls are super skinny and their liver's eaten up?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I just thought it was interesting that they get their calories from the alcohol. You know, that way they kill two birds in one stone.
Well, you know what? It's
they get their calories and they get drunk.
No, it's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I
feel bad for anorexic women, though. Have you ever seen what they look like?
Yeah.
I mean,
a mentality. I saw
it
one.
It is.
A
I mean,
girl.
They'll be like 80 pounds and they look in the mirror and they look fat to themselves.
Yeah. I know. It's really like a mental prison or something.
It is. It's
woman,
like body image, you know?
This woman, they were taking her. She looked like a walking skeleton and she was tall. They showed her body. You know, it's everything you think it would look like. Her ribs. There's not an ounce of fat on her. There's no. It's just. She looks so frail, you know, and it looks like she's cold and it hurts.
Yeah.
And they're entering her into the rehab facility, and she starts crying. She's like, I feel like my stomach is sticking out right now. I feel like my butt is fat. And I'm like, she's saying stuff that you would hear a girl that's struggling with her weight say.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at her, and you're like, what is going? Where is this happening? But
yeah.
It's to think that you feel this torture of you've got, it's that you feel that way, and yet your body is completely the opposite, and you keep killing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people that are malnourished in countries that can't eat look like.
Yeah.
Even,
I bet you, like,
worse.
The stomach starts eating itself, you know, with all the acids and shit in there.
Yeah. Well, I think it hurts your teeth, right? I think
yeah, your teeth. Yeah.
Your hair falls out.
Yeah. All kinds of things, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. And bulimia is not much better, you know.
No, it's not better at all.
It's sort of like the opposite of it.
I mean, there's a lot of bulimia girls that aren't that skinny or skinny at all. So it's kind of like, look, ladies. You're going to do it right.
Yeah.
Just play.
Usually bulimics are not thin, though. They try to be thin, but they eat and then they purge, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, your body apparently absorbs about half the calories once you eat. Mm. You swallow the food.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty instant. Mm. And then, you know, you throw it up, so you're not really, you know.
And that's bad for your teeth, too.
It's awful. It's awful. It's really awful.
All the acid.
You know, I've known a few friends that have been bulimic, and something they were ashamed of, and, you know.
It is, you know. I mean, you're a closet eater. You know,
yeah, it's very definitely a closet thing. Like, they do it alone and stuff.
Yeah, they eat alone.
That's not fun for me, man.
I know you like eating with people.
I could like go all day and not eat.
Yeah.
Seriously, and then knowing there's gonna be people, I'd be like, bring on the food.
Yeah.
You know, like just have a celebration with people.
How many calories do you think you consume a day?
Oh, I don't know, Sam. I don't really.
Over 2,000?
No.
No.
No. Mm. Why? What about you?
I don't know. Probably less than that. I don't eat that much, really.
Yeah. I don't really count my calories. I mean, I kind of like right now, I just kind of eat when I can and what I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't have nothing in my life is really stable. So,
right.
Like if I was in a really stable place, I'd probably have like, you know, a fridge full of food. You know, I'd have it a little bit more manageable. But right now it's like I eat what I can when I can.
Yeah.
You know, because like yesterday I ate once and that's all I ate all day.
Really?
And I was up, so I ate at like around 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't eat at all. And I was like really hungry later, but I couldn't eat because I was recording and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's days like that where I eat that and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know how many calories I ate in one sitting.
Right.
You know, and then there's times when I eat throughout the day, which is better, obviously, to do that.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends, especially if you're on the go and things like that, you know?
Yeah. A lot of women go on diets and stuff, almost everybody, you know?
On diets.
Yeah, on diets and stuff. And I think it makes them crazy.
You know, it does. I think that I get wanting to be healthy. I mean, I think being healthy should be an objective, you know? Mm. I mean, but healthy's not going to always look the way you want it to look, you know? Mm. And I think that women are constantly pressured to always focus on that thing. It's like, I know a lot of girls that are beautiful, skinny, in shape women, and then if they don't book the role, if they keep getting overlooked by the studios or whatever,
they think they're not thin enough?
Just, oh, let's just lose more weight.
Really?
And I'm like, well, what if you're just not right for the part? Or what if you're not that talented? Or what if it's not the right time? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of other factors. What if, you know, I mean, I think women feel like that's the thing they can control, and they always have to, women find their identity and their beauty, a lot of them do.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's how many are raised, you know, that you gotta look good for guys to notice you.
Well, this is the society we live in, too, I mean, you know, I mean, we don't talk about, you know, we're constantly talking about women that are, like you said, hot pieces of ass. It's like, you know, what about the women that have, like, great minds and have invented things or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they're good too. They count too.
Well, of course they do, but they're not getting like the attention, you know?
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. It's interesting. I think it's really rough for women, you know? I think women are really, really have to struggle between this and that, you know?
Mm.
And
it's hard for everyone. Okay.
For
There's a lot of things hard for a guy too.
Tell me.
Well, you know, I mean, when you want to have sex really badly and nobody will, that's pretty tough.
Nobody in there.
And
okay, we know the sex thing. What else, though?
Okay, what else? Well, it's got to boil down to sex because you're talking about attraction and stuff.
Well,
you know?
I'm just saying, like, these pressures. It's the pressure. Like, I mean, what, like this...
Right. Guys have pressure to look good, too, you know? I mean, the thing is that it's the first impression, the way you look, and, you know, people want to be noticed, whether they're guys or girls. So, you know, like I told you, and we have to pursue the women. That's hard work. A lot of rejection, a lot of persistence needed, you know. So let's just agree that we all have a difficult, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that men. I think men's pressures is probably different. I think men have a lot of expectation.
It is different, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I think men probably have a hard expectation to be providers and have to be, you know, money. I think men focus a lot on their money and their.
Yeah, but first they have to interest a woman.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys that don't look good, and they try to make up for it in status, like their cars, their clothes.
Or have a big mouth, and they talk.
Yeah, their money, you know, their money, things like that.
Yeah.
And I think for women, it's really difficult. I mean, this is just a brutal town for women, I think. I think for men, it's not an easy town, but I think for men, you can kind of get away with being like a jerk and like, you know, here. Whereas women, I think it really chews up women and spits them out. I definitely think there's a different kind of little monster going on here. With women, you know, it's like I know friends that come to visit or people that I've met that from other parts of the country or that come here just to visit friends or whatever, and they're like, I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. Just visiting.
What can they handle?
See, that's the thing. You don't see it, one, because you're a guy, and two, because you've lived here.
Right.
And I stopped seeing it because I've lived here for a while. Mm-hmm. But when I leave and come back, I feel it. I'm like, oh, this is off. Mm. Or you get somebody from somewhere else that comes to visit. Like this lady I met, I used to work for a cosmetic company at Bloomingdale's, and she came in and I was doing her makeup or whatever, and she was from Colorado. And she was a pretty woman. I mean, she was pretty, but she wasn't like glamorous, you know. She was mm-hmm. just a pretty woman. And she's sitting there and I'm doing her makeup. She's like, I just feel so insecure right now. She's like, I can't be here. I can't be in this mall. She said, it's constantly like, she's like, I just feel like I don't look good enough. I never think like this. She's like, but I feel like I don't look good enough. My face looks bad. I need this. I need that. Da, da, da. She starts to like implode basically. Like,
right. But
you know,
where does it come from though? I'm sure nobody tells her anything.
No, it's societal. I mean, you got to think about billboards. There's way more advertising on the road here than there is anywhere else. So like, for example, my friend from Texas came. She's like, I've noticed since I've been here, there's way more movie posters everywhere and movie billboards. I mean, just mm-hmm. and she's right. Like, you're driving and you go down Sunset, or you go down not even just Sunset, but just around Hollywood, and you're like, there's so much media image that's thrown at you, way, way, way more than if you're like in Middle America or the South or somewhere else. It's just not as much, you know, output going towards you.
Right.
You know, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's in their images. It's image,
yeah.
image.
Well, it's
image.
A big city, you know. And
well, it's not just
a
big city, but it's like it's a city that runs specifically on an industry like beauty and this and that. So mm-hmm. if you're just trying to live your life and you're living in a place like this, it's constant bombarding.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, if you ever really like notice some of these billboards too, like I remember there was a denim billboard that featured Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, and then Miss Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a denim, and they had these girls, like one, like the, even like little Miss Teen USA, she was like, appeared to be in either a topless, but you didn't show anything, and she's like on all fours, like she's crawling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the other woman's got like her foot on top of her, and the other woman's like, they like looked so right. skanky, and they didn't look like dignified, it looked kind of
yeah.
skanky, and it's just, there's a desperation for women, like women are so desperate, it's like they're like, I'm sexy, I'm fucking sexy, look at me, and it's like they have to constantly, it's like sexy, you can't even be just pretty, it's like you have to be raging sex appeal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people, you feel that, and it starts to affect the way you act, the way you position yourself. I mean, it's subliminal, but yet it's not. It's really pretty it's pretty overt here in this town, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So you know.
There is a lot of pressure here. I mean, it's a unique place to live.
It's
unlike
any other
different.
Place. It's
yeah.
unlike any other place.
It's different. And many people can't get used to it. They don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I don't really think you should get used to it. I think if you get used to it, it's kind of evil.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to live here in peace.
Yeah, you got to kind of like shrug it off and not let it affect you, but it's hard for it not to.
Yeah, but you have to be prepared when you move here.
Well, there's like a lot of girls I know too that moved here from the South uh-huh. or from different parts of the U.S., and they have just changed.
Really?
Yeah, and I've changed,
oh,
too.
Yeah, it does change you, you know, because you can't imagine that all these people coming from different places would behave a certain way, but it's this town that makes you like that. But,
yeah.
you know, I think
I mean,
that's
I've changed,
true with
too,
every...
but we're talking, like, big changes. Like, people are like...
Yeah, but it's true with every place, I think. If you go to New York, you're going to start behaving like those people, you know, because otherwise you get run over.
Well, that's true. That is true. Like, I've had friends kind of say things about me. You've got an edge on you now, Kara. Da-da-da-da. And I'm like... Wake up, people. I don't live in a place where I can just go and drive somewhere. And guess what? There's a parking spot. I don't live in a place where, you know what? Traffic isn't horrible. I don't live in a place that, you know what I mean? I live in a place that's unlike here
mm-hmm.
that in order to maneuver and get through, yeah, you're going
to
develop
yeah,
an edge. And not everybody's supposed to be some laid-back hippie. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? It's
yeah.
okay.
It is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have any plans for the weekend?
Well, my friend, I'm working.
Oh, you're working?
Yeah, I'm working. I'm
That's
a
good thing.
Yeah, and then I'm...
But you work at night, right?
Work at night, and then I'm doing some recording, too, so that's good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
So all these recordings, where are we going to find them?
I mean, it's still so new. I mean, I'm going through my music and re-recording tracks, and I haven't had the time to just, like, hammer it out. I'm, like, doing a couple hours here, a couple hours there, so it's going to be a little while, but
yeah.
Stay
But
tuned.
It's fun recording, huh?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's grueling, but a lot of it's just such a blessing. I mean, to be able to just do what you love, and there's somebody to help you get it accomplished, and mm-hmm. you know, it's inside you, and it gets to come out, and you get to, you know,
yeah.
paint pictures with what's, you know.
Yeah. All I just stuff. Know being in the studio is very, I mean, yes, it's work, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's something, you know, if you love music, you love
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, no, I mean,
then you enjoy
I'm
it,
definitely,
you
know? I'm definitely more of a performance artist mm-hmm. when I sing and everything, but this, so this is a different zone, you
right.
know, but it's good. It's good because you can kind of concentrate on the song and the structure and, you know, and infuse it and work it and play with it, break it down, rebuild it, all this stuff, you know,
right.
versus
right.
a, you know, and the audience is, you know, you really go off of emotion and you really go off of what you feel with the crowd in that moment. Da, da, da. So this is kind of takes away that element and that pressure and
yeah.
you get a kind of,
but then it sounds better. You know, the sound quality is better. And
well, they're two different animals. I mean, they're two different animals.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. When you perform, it's a whole different thing. You know?
Yeah, it's a different thing. But I'm excited. I mean, it's great because, you know, somebody's doing all this recording for me for free. So it's
yeah,
like, whoa,
that's
and that's usually
good.
Thousands of dollars.
I know.
You
and
know.
Where do they get the music from? Do they do it all on the computer?
No, no, it's all my music. I wrote it.
No, no, but the band and stuff. Do they actually have a band? Or do
he
they...
plays, the one of the guys that's helping me, he plays a lot of instruments.
Right.
And then also he has a lot of software. And then he's in a band himself, so we can bring in some musicians.
Yeah, yeah. Because I recorded once, and we didn't even use one real instrument.
It
was
really?
All from the computer.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You know, I mean, it's not the same. But
it's not the same, no.
But sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, well, a lot of what I'm doing is guitar, and it's acoustic, so that's fine.
Right.
But then we're putting in some synths and stuff, so mm-hmm. there is going to be some electronica elements
right.
to it.
But even if you do piano and violins and all that,
yeah,
you can make them sound exactly
yeah,
the same.
Yeah. It's cool. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
So you guys stay tuned and I'll have something up here for you.
Stay tuned, yeah.
And Sam will be like, it's cool, but it's I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not my kind of music.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's good to broaden your
No, you're kind of like an opera type of a singer, you know?
Oh, no.
I mean, but that's the way you sing. That's the slant you give to it. I mean, even Sarah was saying that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's something like I throw into a song. And if you do anything with a little bit of opera in it, people think you're an opera singer. That's funny. Mm. But no, I mean, most of it's very full voice, the music I sing. And then there's like the echoey stuff. And then there's some of the opera stuff. And I just like the different textures, you know?
Right.
And so I think it's fun. And I think it gives it kind of, you know, depending on each song, some songs are really, like I have a song that's real bluesy. All it is just full-blown pipes, you know? And then there's stuff that's more haunting. And so that I use more of a different register with that, you know, to kind of create that kind of chilling effect,
you
know. Yeah. So there's different
But your
stuff.
Rendition of Careless Whisper, I didn't care for.
Well,
know?
I mean, that's
you made it sound like an opera singer singing it.
I didn't sing an opera. Are you kidding
you didn't?
Me? No.
Well, it sounds kind of funky. You
no,
know?
I played with it. It's called It Was Animated, and you don't like that, which is fine. You didn't get it. You didn't understand it.
Oh, I have to understand it. I
you
see.
Didn't understand
okay.
it.
So you
it
need
was...
to make it. It's just fucking karaoke. What's there to understand?
It's called It Was Good and Funny. Everybody else liked it.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, they did.
How do you know?
Because, well, there was only five people, but, yeah, my roommates liked it. And then the week before, we had a packed house, and they gave me, like, a standing O.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to get used to it. I just think, I don't know, in karaoke, I think you want to, well, at least my view, is I want to try and sound as much as the original artist, you know. I don't want to start giving it my own little slant and
but
shit.
But you're not really
you know?
A singer, you know what I mean? Like, Like, you're not a performer, so I'd expect you to get up there and sing it like the song. Like, me, I'm a crazy nut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get up there and just, you know, that's not my style. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going up there to have fun and put on a show and play around. You know what I mean? And you got to understand something, too. A lot of these songs I'm singing are men's songs.
Right.
So they're in a different register. So mm-hmm. the high notes are low for me. And so in order for me to transpose it, I have to sing it like way high.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it doesn't like the octave ranges aren't the same. So
sing women's songs.
No, I like a lot of guy songs. Like I like Prince, Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I like Benny Mardona's.
I know
Into
you were
the
singing
Night.
That. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like Benny Mardona's.
Into the Night.
Oh, do you like that song?
Yeah, I love
it. Such
that
a good song, Sam.
Yeah.
You should sing that song. That's a good
I
one.
I should, huh? I never even think about it.
I like them. Me, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
I like that song.
I know. I just need to practice it more, Kara.
That's a good one. That's a good one for you. I think you should. That should be one of your go-tos.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones. I forgot how it goes though. How's it go?
Yeah. But yeah, at the high points, I had to go lower, I think.
Miss,
and it's just you know, look, when you don't practice, you don't know where to sing it from.
That's why you gotta sing every day.
You gotta practice it, man. And I'm telling you, for a while there, I used to sing all the time.
You gotta sing every day. It's so good for your soul, too.
It is.
It's so good. You were having fun.
Yeah.
You were like.
I wasn't having fun.
You know what? You were having fun when you were singing. You were having fun.
I don't know.
And what was that fast love? How's the fast love go?
I'm not gonna sing it for you now.
Oh yeah, right. Come on. Give everybody a show, Sam.
Let's go to a place that's a little cooler next time.
A little cooler?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to go, Sam?
I don't know. Let's find a place that's not too busy and not too quiet. Somewhere in between, you know?
Okay. Something you need a little more energy.
Yeah. You know, I need an audience.
You need an audience. Yeah. Okay. Everybody give it up for Sam. He needs an audience.
You want to have some kind of a pseudo stage to stand on so you can face the people. Not like there, you were in a little fucking corner there where nobody can see you, you know?
You don't appreciate how awesome that place is because you haven't done a lot of karaoke in L.A.
Who told you that? How do you know?
Because if you have, you would be like, this place is awesome.
I don't think so.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because you get to sing so many times. If you love just singing and working out music and having fun.
Yeah, but that I can do at home, you know. I mean, you also go to watch other people and see what's going on. It's an evening, you know. It's not just about going there to sing. You're not going to a studio.
Okay, what song would you pick out for me to sing? And I'm going to think a song for you.
A song for you to sing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't pick out the songs for you. I mean, you know your range.
Oh,
you know
I know.
What you
but
like.
I mean, what would be a song you'd want to hear?
I don't know. I have to think about it. You
okay,
just
I caught
think about me off guard there. Yeah.
Think about a song
There's so
for
many
you.
Songs, you know?
Mm. I like.
Sing Poker Face.
Ba 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 Poker Face. That song?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Since you say
I get him
you
hot.
Can do.
She's got all that autotune. Show him what I got. But I like her acoustic version. Have you heard her acoustic version of
no,
it?
No, no.
She sounds amazing.
Really?
Because it originally was a ballad.
Oh, really?
Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah. I want to hold on like they do it. You know, that was mm-hmm. used to be. How did she sing? Oh. She was like, can't read mine. It's really like pretty. No, he can read my poker face. He's gotta love nobody. Can't read mine. It was like just really drawn. I was really pretty. Mm-hmm. Very, very pretty. And she like totally turned it. I wanna.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, you guys check it out. She sang a ballad of it on, I think, American Idol. She did the ballad version.
Oh, really?
Where she starts off, you know, she's like, I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. Oh. I get him hot, show him what I got. I get him hot, but it's really cute. It's not like it's not at all what you think it's gonna be. And then she hits it. Ma 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 boom. Ma ma ma. I wanna hold on like that. And she goes into all that.
Yeah.
It's cool though. She sounds pretty awesome because she does this beautiful like ballad and then it goes into that crazy stuff.
But she's got an act. I mean, she's a total performer.
She is. You know? I mean, she's the real deal.
Yeah.
But I think she's. I gotta tell you. I mean, I think we were talking about her last night. Love the girl. I have nothing really negative to say about her at all. Other than the fact that I feel like sometimes her age does come up because you can tell that she's trying too hard. You know what I mean?
What, to look young?
No, not to look young. She's young. I'm saying she's trying too hard to have a passion and a purpose in everything she does. You know what I mean?
She's trying too hard. I don't know. No,
like
the meat dress.
And then she comes on the show on the interviews and she's talking about how, if we don't, you know, watch out, all of our rights are going to be taken away and we're just going to have the meat on our bones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's I can imagine if you make it, you'll probably have a lot of outfits and shit, too.
I'm not addressing the outfits. I think her outfits are great. I think she's a great performer and an amazing artist. I have nothing to say against that. It's the fact that she has to have this passion and political drive and all this stuff for everything. It doesn't seem like it's always fitting or original. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, all these celebrities seem to have something to say, you know?
Well, and I think you should have something to say. But I guess what I'm saying is sometimes it seems a little forced.
Mm.
You know, and I know other people felt that way too. A lot of people have said that, you know, you kind of want to have to appetize for somebody. You want to build an appetite versus, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've never watched her enough to really know or comment about it.
No wonder why you're not getting this, but you need to check it out. She's.
Don't tell me I'm not getting this.
Well, you're not. You don't know what I'm talking about, what I'm saying, right?
Okay. I do, because you're explaining it, so I do know what you're talking about.
But, I mean... If you were to, I'm saying if you're watching her frequently in her interviews, you would understand.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't watch her frequently.
But nonetheless, no hard feelings. She's amazing. I love her. Lady Gaga, I love you. So
good.
Don't be stressed.
All right. This is the end of the show, folks. Don't forget to listen to On Air with Tony Sweet tonight. I think it's going to be good. We're probably going to have like record listenership there. And for Kevin Richardson from Backstreet Boys, as far as us, we're taking the weekend off, and we'll see you all here on Monday.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.